It is awesome to be back. You just tuned in to Set for Success with your host, Richard Lanham. But listen, I know that you already know that. And guess what we're going to do? We're going to continue our journey to create a roadmap to change your business, your career, or life. And we're going to do this through what? Chatting with one person at a time. So we uncover people's lives, their business, their journey, their successes, so you create the success that you deserve. And you do deserve to be successful. You know I love to do quotes. I love quotes. And here's one for you. Some people want it to happen. Some people wish it would happen, and other people make it happen. That was by Michael Jordan. Now, if you don't know who Michael Jordan is, he's also known as MJ, an American former professional basketball player, and he played 15 seasons in the National Basketball Association League for Chicago Bulls and Washington Wizards. You know, I actually just read that, and that probably sounded like that too, didn't it? So my apologies on that one. But here's the thing, right? Sometimes I actually meet people that I think make it happen. They live with energy, discipline, focus, a work ethic that make any parent that would make any parent wish the best for their child and to be proud of them. Those people fascinate me, often an abundance of energy and maybe a little rough around the edges. They display a willingness to learn, to improve, and every day to be just a better self. One of my favorite speeches actually happened at the Oscars and was by Matthew McConaughey. And maybe you know the speech. He basically said this: there are a few things, about three, for me to count on each and every day, or that he needs to count on each and every day. One, he needed to look forward or look up to somebody. Number two, he needed to look forward to something. And number three, he needed somebody or someone to chase. The first responded that he looked up to God. The second he responded, he looked forward to his family, his dad, his mom, his wife, his children. And the third, he said he needed someone to chase, his hero. That being himself in 10 years, in the future, always trying to be a better self. This was one of the truly inspirational speeches, one of the best of Oscars histories. And like I said, sometimes I meet people that I think make things happen and are trying to be a better self. And so it honors me today to hang out with RJ, president of Fit Body Bootcamp. RJ, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Richard.
It is awesome. You know, I just met you a few days ago doing some stuff with another group of people and heard your presentation. But I always like to start the show off in a way of just getting our audience to get to know the person a little bit. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, first of all, I love Michael Jordan, but I also love Tom Brady. And the reason why I love Tom Brady is in a press conference 1 or 2 years ago, he said that he makes a lot of sacrifices to play at the level that he does. He's in bed by 8:30. He's up at 5 in the morning. He's a great family man. They talk not only of his accolades that he has on the field, but they talk about how much he does for charities and also how much time he spends with his family. So me personally, when I heard those words, it was great to see another man that's inspired by more than just one thing. Okay. And he can deliver and have that discipline. And so since I heard that speech, that's kind of how I live my life every single day, is that I want to be and mimic the New England Patriots. And it's not the amount of wins that they have. It's the processes that they take. It's the camaraderie. It's the teamwork, right? They're not afraid to let go of a phenomenal athlete such as Randy Moss, who was actually cut from the New England Patriots, but yet he was the best all-time receiver at that time because he wasn't good for the team. And so for me right now, I want to live my life like Tom Brady does. I want to coach my team like Tom Belichick does, and I want to win together and have that unity in my fit bodies. And so we reflect that every single day. I started North Kildonan Fit Body Bootcamp April 2017. December 2017, I opened up my second Fit Body Bootcamp, which was in Tuxedo, and every day is like a new challenge, but every day is a new opportunity, and that's the way that we look at it. And I've got my second child on the way. We actually find out the gender this Sunday.
Oh, awesome.
Super excited for that. And my son is turning 2 in December, and we were avid hikers, right? This is something that we are able to do as a family continuously. Often when we travel, the first thing we look for is 5 hikes that we can get done. We hike pretty much every week. We've done a ton of hikes this summer in Manitoba. We always thought that everywhere nice and everything that you want to do is outside of Manitoba. And we actually went and did a ton of hikes here, and it was amazing just the beauty that you have. And so the challenge that I have every single time we go on these hikes is that my son is growing and he's getting heavier. And so he's on my back every single time. So yesterday we went and did a hike, and it was probably one of the toughest hikes, because the last time we did it, he was probably around 23, 24 pounds. And now he's like going through this growth spurt. So he's like 30 pounds now. So that was a lot of fun. But it's that bonding time that we set aside for just family, right? Like, business is always going to be there. And I take business very seriously, but I also take my family life, and I also take my personal life very seriously.
Are you originally born in Manitoba, or like, tell us a little bit about your background?
Yeah, so my parents are mixed, right? So my dad is from the Philippines, so he's Filipino Spanish, right? And my mom's Ukrainian English.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. And so my mom is actually born and raised in Nipua.
Okay.
I spent a lot of time out in the farm, and if you saw me, you would just think, like, he's either Filipino or he's Spanish, but I was raised Ayuki.
Ayuki. Right?
Yeah, Ayuki. So we had a lot of the
Ukrainian. And is it okay to say that? Ukrainian, okay.
I guess so, yeah.
Well, I always have to check.
Yeah.
So that's your whole background then?
Yeah, Filipino, Ukrainian, so born in Winnipeg, and spent a lot of time out in Nipua.
On in Nipua and stuff like that. So just sort of, I know we're going to talk a bit about your business and everything along this lines. You've obviously are in the sports and the fitness. What was your introduction into, I'm going to just call it healthy living, and then just let you sort of define it for me.
Growing up, I was always involved in sports, loved it. And then when I turned 18, I really just wanted to get into that bodybuilding world. And it was interesting, the progression that was always there. And as I started to learn and apply myself, I was like, you know, I want to be able to help other people. And that's kind of what I just, like, I was trying out the new things that I was learning in school and applying it to people for free. And then all of a sudden, you know, I started learning more than the average person. So I started charging for it. And then it just kind of like evolved from that. And my original concept of what fitness was has evolved completely from when I was 18 to now. When I was 18, it was all about, you know, we didn't have YouTube, and everything that we had was around, based around those muscle mags. So you see,
the big dudes,
285'5" guys that are just jacked on muscle. And then now, to me, fitness is being able to hike with my son on my back, and being able, after this, I got a swim planned, right? So I just started swimming, and I actually did 10 wits, and it took me 20 minutes to do it. It was like my very first run, I lasted for 30 seconds.
Yes.
And a couple weeks ago, my wife, my son, and I, we all went for a run. I pushed him in the stroller. She's 3 months pregnant. And we did a 6-mile run straight around Birds Hill Park. And so now after this, I'm going to see how many laps I can get completed in 20 minutes. So my thought of fitness is now completely evolved from just wanting to look good to having that overall capacity just to be able to do anything
to be functional
that I want. So and look good, obviously.
And look good.
Yeah,
and
of course.
So why don't we do this? We'll take a short break and we'll come back. And maybe what we'll do is we'll talk about functional fitness as you define it. This is Richard Land for Set for Success. We'll be right back. Everyone, welcome back. I'm hanging out with RJ. RJ is presently the president of, what's the name of the company again, RJ?
North Kildonan and Tuxedo Fit Body Bootcamp.
Awesome. Thank you. Sometimes I write it down, but I can't sort of tell my own writing, you know, so I make sure my guests actually say at some point in time. Listen, just before the break, we're having a phenomenal conversation around really your shift in fitness thinking. And I used the term functional fitness, and then I sort of thought you slid into that a little bit, and I know you didn't use the word, but just tell us a little bit more from, I guess, the journey perspective when you're talking about that transition from, I'm going to call it, bulking up to looking good to just being active, functional.
Let's go back 5 years ago, right? Even that far back, I used to spend a minimum of 2 hours at the gym, and it used to be all about pummeling my body as much as I can to get the max amount of gains.
Pummeling your body.
What's pummeling?
What's the
pummeling? Like beating it up.
Beating it up.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And it would be to the point where we would just excessively reps. We're always constantly injured, right? You're always kind of, when you're training, you're always a little bit hurt, but you're never injured. And we were always kind of injured, but we were doing it because we want to showcase our muscle, right?
Okay.
Our muscle was our talent. And 2 hours was the minimum. And now, like with the Fit Body Bootcamp and what we've designed with our particular locations, is that we've accomplished everything that we need within that 30 minutes. And that's all I do generally is 30 minutes a day. I do a class myself. I love being in the group environment. I love getting coached. I love the enthusiasm. I love the 5 high fives that we always throw around. And that translated a lot to having my fittest summer this summer. I started that first run off. I went 6 steps and I was dead.
Yeah.
And then I progressed it all the way up to 6 miles. And I can easily do another 6 mile today because of what I've transformed myself from, not lifting heavy weights and being sore and slightly injured, hamstring tweak, bicep pull, all that. To now it's like, okay, I feel good. I stretch all the time. I drink 5 to 7 liters of water. I intermittent fast. My nutrition is on point. I feel good. I'm awake all the time. I'm early to bed, early to rise. Like, all these things are contributing factors into what my perception of fitness is. And that's what we do at our Fit Body boot camps, is that we're not just a beat down workout.
Yeah,
like, we want people to come in there and we want them to be inspired. On my doors at my Tuxedo location, it says, before entering, you have to be the best version of you to get the best part of your day.
Oh, awesome. Great quote. Great quote.
Yeah. So that's how we see it, because when you walk in and you give it your all, we're all there for the same meeting. We're all there to grow together, and we have a goal in mind, right? And we want to feel good along the process, because that goal is, you're in an ever pursuit of perfection. You'll never be completely happy with where you are, but you can enjoy the ride.
You know, that's an awesome, awesome statement too. You should, like, either A, you're making this stuff up as you go along and you should be writing these quotes down, or B, you've read a lot of books where there's tons of quotes like these, because these are really good stuff. I want to go back to the idea of functional fitness, because part of what I hear you almost say is that, you know, you start talking about pummeling your body. So you got these injuries all over the place. Your body's always in a state of injury. So maybe you're getting massages and your physio and you're still trying to work out and everything, but it almost sounds like you're trying to minimize that in the equation, okay, and get people to be able to just be the healthier part of themselves, that they can do maybe everyday tasks. I don't know. Is that sort of part of what you guys are into?
Big time. We always talk about self-care.
Okay.
Right? So for me personally, especially when I'm in the summer, I usually run, I'll do the boot camp, and I'll play football. So it's touch football now, but it's still, I'll play 2 to 3 times a week, and the running, and I'll usually see a massage therapist, chiropractor, physio, and AT all in the same week, because the number one investment that I can make and that I believe in is myself.
Yes.
Right? Like, you can't fill somebody else's cup unless your cup is full first.
Sure.
And self-care is one of the biggest things. Now I have a reoccurring massage booked every Wednesday, and it's contributing to my functionality. I have a stretching routine that I do every single morning, and I do the same stretching routine after I'm done working out. And often periodically through the day, I'll stretch the areas that I know that are tight. Like I said, hydration. I drink 5 to 7 liters of water a day just to keep the muscles flowing. It's like having no oil in your car. How's that car? How's the pistons going to move? How are you going to get anything type of... So when you're just drinking copious amounts of coffee,
or caffeine,
that's causing you to be
Coca-Cola
dehydrated.
Or whatever. Yeah,
exactly.
Pop,
or even fruit, or anything that's not water, the main source, then your body is not going to be vital, right? You're not going to be functional. And so it's a combination of everything. We maintain our training, and we don't just train lightly. There's days where we'll go light, but you have to train vigorously, especially for males. As we get older, our testosterone drops. So if you're not training yourself vigorously, then what happens is that testosterone production is going to lower, and all of a sudden vigor drops. Now you no longer have that zest in life.
Yeah. Right? That's sort of that extra step,
exactly.
So to speak.
Exactly.
Yeah, my dad used to always talk at the extra step. I'm losing the extra step.
The pep.
Yeah. The pep's another really good word too, right? And I guess, you know, working out like that can actually make a huge difference. When you're running these boot camps, who do you serve?
Primarily, our market is women right now, and we're slowly getting into the husbands.
Okay.
Right? Because, you know, all my coaches right now are pretty much male.
Yeah.
Right? And we're all brand representatives. So if you see all of my coaches that are right now, we have all the way from 20-year-olds to 40-year-olds as coaches, and we're all representatives. We're role models in our own separate ways. And you'll find us on social media. You'll see a ton of our videos, and we want to represent what we want to put out into the world, right? And so we want to get more men, and a lot of the husbands come on board because the wives are already saying, you know, we're transitioning this household to a fit household. We're going for walks. We're eating better food. We're drinking more water. We're clearing out the cupboards. And guess what? We're attending the gym 5 to 6 days a week. And that's what people do with us, is they come 5 to 6 days a week. It's getting that burst of dopamine and getting that burst of oxytocin where you feel good temporary, but then you get that long lasting feeling of love, like a hug. And that's like the nurturing phase that we give to all our clients.
Love like a hug. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Fitness, that's love like a hug. Mm-hmm. In a good way.
Yes, in exactly. A good way. Yeah.
You know what? We've got to do that wonderful thing and take a short break again. I think what we'll do when we come back is, I know that you're an entrepreneur. I know that you've helped growing business. I think maybe we can talk a little bit about being fit and running your own business. This is Richard Lanford, Set for Success. We'll be right back. Hello everyone, welcome back. I'm hanging out with RJ. RJ is a fitness expert. He is a guy that likes to educate and read and learn stuff, and he's been involved in business for quite a while. So during the break, I sort of said, you know what would be really cool is why don't we talk about, a little bit about business, right? Because we've been talking about getting healthy, getting fit, and the kind of stuff that they do to help people become better at who they are. But let's tie it back into business. Now, you've been in, RJ, and been in business for a while.
Yep.
And I know that you have some thinking on basically what creates a successful business. What are some of your thoughts?
Well, first I would tell somebody, don't overthink your name. So when you're starting off your business, don't overthink your name. I started as RJ's No Limit Training Strength and Conditioning Specialist. It was just like a big mouthpiece. And then it went just to No Limit Training. And then I decided to switch over to the Fit Body Bootcamp model because they said that they specialize in one thing and do one thing better than everybody else. And I love that. And the name made sense. When you think of Fit Body, well, everybody wants to be fit. So that makes sense that they're coming to us for fitness. And a bootcamp is a workout place. And with No Limit Training, it kind of didn't make any sense. So the first thing I would tell anybody is don't overthink your name and make it specific to whatever your business is going to be.
Well, that's really great because that goes to the heart of branding, I'm assuming.
Big time.
Yeah. And the idea that make it easy for people to remember, right? You know, and sometimes we really struggle with that. So I think that's good advice. What else? What else you got in your...
So before we switched over to the Fit Body Bootcamp model, we had around 200 members. And then within a 6-month span, we shot that all the way up to 300, 350. Now one location's got almost 500 members and the other location has almost 300 members. Now, the thing that as an entrepreneur with growth, that is if you're not monitoring your growth, then you're going to get very stressed out and you're going to be focusing on the small details when you as an entrepreneur should be thinking of the big picture. So one of the very first things that I ever did was design a waterfall. A waterfall essentially is a scoreboard. So we're talking about football. A football team doesn't know if they're winning if there's no scoreboard up there and we're all just having fun, but everybody likes to know who's winning and losing. Especially as an entrepreneur, you want to be able to monitor your success. So I always say there's 5 core elements of any business. The first element is your lead generation. So how are you marketing and how are you getting people to recognize who you are, what you do, and how do you get them to talk to you? Now, once you get enough people to talk to you, how are you nurturing those leads? So how are you keeping these people engaged? How are you talking back to them? And more importantly, how are you going to get them into your doors? And then once you get them into your doors, what is your process? What is your sales process? What is it that you're going to create value into your customers' lives so that they're extracting money and giving it to you to reproduce that value? Grant Cardone always talks about 10x, 10x everything. Well, you should be 10xing value. So if somebody's giving you $100 worth of money, you should be giving $1,000 worth of value. Right.
That's good advice.
After that, everybody has a great process to get them through the door. They have a great process to get them sold. And then what happens is that they forget about their long-term members. But it actually costs you around 33% more money to attract a new client than it does just to keep your current client paying and staying. So what is your retention process for your clients? Do you have retention process? At Fit Body Bootcamp, we celebrate every single milestone. 25 workouts, 50 workouts, 100, 200, all the way up to 1,000. We give you gifts from customized hoodies all the way up to we get your name and picture on our walls. We celebrate your birthdays. We celebrate marriage. We celebrate everything. We make it so that people are there because I feel that people aren't getting celebrated enough in life. Right? You get a gold watch when you retire from a business after 50 years.
Maybe. I don't even think they do that anymore.
Right. And so we try to incorporate that into the business. So as much money as I spend on my marketing, I also spend that on retention. So what are the retention gifts or what are the retention prizes that we can give to our current members so that they stay interested? Right? Because it's an ever pursuit of perfection. So they could reach a goal, but once they reach that goal, Now what? Right? Yeah. It's like, well, here, we're going to celebrate your workouts, but we're also going to celebrate your weight loss success. We're also going to celebrate your birthday. Now, once you have your clients retained, how can you resell them, upsell them, right? So you shouldn't just have one product, right? You go to Tim Hortons, they have coffee, which is their staple, but they also have bagels.
Yeah.
They also have breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah.
Right? So the resale, upsell, how do you keep them coming back? So with the resale, that experience has to be the same. When I go to Starbucks here at Polo Park, or I go to Starbucks across the city, I expect my matcha green tea latte to taste and look the exact same way. So how do you give them that reoccurring experience that they made emotions with to extract money from their pockets and give it to your business?
And these are the key things.
Those are the five core elements of any business.
Five core elements. So let's just repeat them sort of a little bit quickly.
Perfect.
Here. So what was the first one?
Lead generation.
Okay.
So that's getting people to talk to you.
Okay. Second one?
Lead nurture.
Yeah.
How do you talk back to them and convert them into the sale?
Yes.
And then how do you retain them?
Keep them. Okay. Retention.
Right. Retention.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then what things can you resell them to or upsell them to?
Yes. So those are the key things that are actually help your growth. And you guys have had somewhat exponential growth, haven't you?
Big time.
What's the growth been like for you?
Well, last year we did just under $1 million.
Okay.
And then this year we're projected to do about 1.5, 1.6.
Yeah, so you're moving quite a bit in that sense. And this is a membership type type business. And and no doubt you're competing with a lot of other organizations that also sell fitness memberships.
Big time.
What do you think attracts, other than the five core things that you're looking at, what do you think are the things that attract people to your organization?
Culture and experience.
Culture and experience.
So when people come through the door, they feel like they belong to something and they belong to something bigger, right? They're all there to support each other. They're motivating. Like literally between workouts, we're giving high fives. We're clapping it up. It's literally that feel good part where we're the best 30 minutes of your day.
Okay. And the workouts, it's only 30 minutes.
The workouts are only 30 minutes. And the way that we talk about it, and we have 15 sessions a day, which is generally more than any other boot camp in the world, but that's only between 5 and 11 a.m. and then we go again 3:45 till 7:30 p.m. And so there's a lot of stuff that goes on in between those hours where we're like supporting you, where we have private Facebook groups and people are commenting their goals in there. They're supporting each other. They're giving each other fitness tips, or they're encouraging each other to go for walks, or inviting each other out for dinners, healthy dinners. It's just a whole change. I always say you're the five people that you surround yourself with.
Oh, okay.
And so we're trying to extract somebody that is an energy taker from your inner circle.
Okay.
And let's input somebody that provides energy, that is living the life that you want to do, and you guys can take that journey together and then get to wherever you want to be.
You know, that's a very interesting sort of way to put it. We're trying to extract somebody who's an energy taker from you and put in somebody who's an energy giver. I find that absolutely fascinating. You know, I guess one of the questions I'd like to ask you then is that who are the people in your life, we're going to do a little personal one, that is an energy giver?
Energy giver is my wife.
Okay.
100%.
She's awesome.
It all started with her. She's the most positive, sincere person. She has no problems telling you how it is, but she says it so nicely that it is to the point, but it's enough to say, you know what? You're right. Next would be my coaches. So I've got Jen Mancher, Rick Mancher. We've brought them into my facilities full time because they're people that give off that energy, good vibes, they're motivational and they're inspirational and they live a true authentic life, right? We all know that we're not perfect, but we're going to try and get there and then we can be a model for somebody else. Inadvertently, we're not asking to be a role model, but I'll live a life that you can example after and then hopefully you follow the lead.
Okay, do you have another person you might be able to share with us?
I would say we have another fit couple, Phil and Kelly, and they're people that we call them tribe, our fit tribe.
Your fit tribe.
Our fit tribe. We travel together, and when we travel together, you know, they understand that they have kids, but they also understand that we have lives.
Yes.
And so when we go and travel, we do a lot of active things. We surf together. We take 6 mile, 10 mile hikes. We eat clean, right? We're not in there looking to create a bunch of bad experiences. We're all there just to like support each other. We can openly talk and have a ton of fun.
That's awesome. I'm glad you shared that because given that that's part of your philosophy of your organization, it's important that if you're going to give to people and take from people in a sense of remove their negative and help them with their positive, then you need to have that in your life too. This is Richard Land for Set for Success. We're going to take a short break and we will be right back. Hello and welcome back. I am hanging out with RJ and we've been talking about fitness, fitness boot camps, but we've also been talking about being a better self. And we've been talking a bit about business and what to be successful in business and really living a healthy life. So we've been sort of combining things in terms of Set for Success because really, RJ, and I'm sure you would agree with this, a person is a whole entity. They're not just one singular thing.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so we need to think about that. You know, it's been great that you sort of talked a bit about your past and really bulking up and then getting in tune with, I guess, and I'm going to use the word functional fitness. I know that you didn't use that, but that's the sort of way that I look at it. And then your present business and what you do to be successful. But in your personal life and maybe in your business life, what does the future hold? What do you see from a personal life perspective where you're going?
You know, it's funny you ask me that because I work my life in 90-day segments.
90-day segments.
90 days. Oh, I found that setting big goals was really tough, and then I'd forget about them, and I wouldn't review them again till next year kind of thing. And then when I accomplished it, it's like, hey, great, I did accomplish it. But along the lines, I'm not enjoying every single milestone. And like we talked about in my business, I like to celebrate every single milestone. So actually in November is when I reset my 90-day goals. So one of my things is I do a hike, outdoor stuff, right? We do family stuff. So every week I plan a date with my wife. Every week I plan a workout with my mom. Every week we do a family thing. And so I wrote down the things that I want to do and I break it down into finances. So how much of whatever it is that I want to make, how much do I want to donate? How much do I want to put towards any type of debt? Right? So okay. I break that down and then I break down the family stuff. So are we going for hikes? Are we going on trips? That kind of stuff. Personal, right? Do I have recently I just finished my Vegas trip. So I'm at the tail end of
your 90
my
days.
90 days.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
About a week before, I review everything that I did, and everything that I did, I write down little notes. So what did I enjoy about it? What made me uncomfortable? Where can I use support? How can I make this experience a little bit better? Do I renew this goal and continue moving it forward? Or do I get rid of it and start a whole new one? Or do I keep building at this one? Because sometimes you won't be able to get to it. One of my 90-day goals when I set it in September was to do two different hikes. One was the Hunt Lake hike, and the other one was this Beaudry Park Lake hike. And I'm not going to be able to get to this Beaudry Park unless it's perfect weather because hiking and I'm just not equipped for all that with the sun on the back. Like he's got to stay warm and everything like that. So I'm glad that we were able to get this Hunt Lake one done. Now that that's all done, I'll kind of like look and reflect on it. And then I'm going to set my next winter goals. And so some of the winter goals that I'm going to be doing is to try out different fitness classes within the city while maintaining my Fitbody workouts, but also getting out there doing swimming, right? Do some track running, maybe some boxing, rock climbing. I still play football. Like those are some of my physical goals, financial goals. It's like, how much money do I want to put towards my house? And at the same time, within the business, how do we grow the waterfall? And now my focus with the people that are around me is how do I create so much momentum in your life that you're an inspirational person? Because I know if you're living your best life, I'm going to get the best version of you and you're going to deliver the best to our clients. And so that's some of the things that I'm working with a lot with our staff is what is a perfect day for you? What is a perfect life for you? Because I know what that is for me. I want to know what that is for you and how can we deliver that to you? Because I know that it's going to reflect on our clients.
Do you, when you're working with your staff or working with your clients, do you work with them to put together 90-day goals also, just like what you do personally? Because I think that's awesome. I think I come from the world of 5 years, 3 years, 2 years, 1 year, you know, and then break it down, right? Break it down and to the point where, you know, like you can lose track of all that stuff. And, you know, seven, so $1 million in 7 years, right? You know, those kind of things. But so do you bring that forward to your other people?
We do. Well, like with the team, we have that waterfall. So it's pretty much our scoreboard and they can reflect on that scoreboard and it's all up to them to just be able to build that. So that's within the business. Within their life, we put together different coaching elements. So one of them is to Toastmasters, and that's how Richard and I met, was through a Toastmasters meeting. And if people complete these 10 books, they get a bonus, right? Yeah, so when you finish your first 10 speeches, they actually get a paid bonus from me. If you finish a certain book, you get a paid bonus through me, because that might not directly correlate to more revenue in the business. But again, I'm investing in the person, and the person's growth is now when they become a better speaker, we're putting out better videos. We have tons of videos on Facebook and Instagram, and they keep getting better every single day. And I know that's because people are practicing it and they're also developing as a speaker.
No, I agree with you 100%. I've been in the consulting profession for 30 years. And if you think about that profession overall, and I'm on the business side, I'm a business strategist, speaker, trainer. But when you look at that kind of stuff, when I think about the stuff that I invested in to develop my skills, I had to invest in speaking skills. I had to invest in staging skills, in video skills, in microphone skills, like all the little things that you don't really think about, right? Is what I think you're getting to, that just make you a better version of who you are as you move forward. And it's the same idea, whether it's your finances and or your relationships. And I have sort of a similar way of putting it down, personal relationships, and then what I call business. Which very much sort of ties in. So I think that whole 90-day plan, I mean, that's awesome, because chances are quarterly, once every 3 months, you can actually hit some of the goals that you have made.
That's right. And that's one of the things that I love about setting the 90-day goals, is because I started hiking, and as I was hiking, I'm looking down at my feet, and all I'm looking at is one step ahead, one step ahead, one step ahead. And as entrepreneurs, we're always thinking, what's my 5-year vision? What's my 10-year vision? And then we forget about being present and taking just that one step. When we have a 90-day goal, and we actually break that down into 30-day goals. So we even make it into smaller chunks, and we don't set these like 10x unrealistic goals where we got to make $1 million a month. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, we set a goal that's obtainable. And in fact, I don't set these goals. I just coach my team through these goals and say, what do you think that we can achieve? We want to push you, but we don't want to knock you down. But we also don't want this to be a cakewalk.
Okay. That is great advice. If somebody wanted to get in touch with you, how would they go about doing that?
If they want to come and try 3 free workouts, FitBody 204. Anybody's invited. We'd love to have you down. Just let us know how you heard about us. That would be great, through the radio. If they want to follow my journey, I post a lot of stuff on Instagram. So it's RJ_ my last name, PADUA. And that's on Instagram. I put lives out every day. Tons of great content about this.
For a second there, I thought you were going to say a phone number or something. You went 204 and then you didn't finish the rest.
FitBody 204.
FitBody
simple.
204.
Everything else
nice
you need on there. So if you're on your phone, you just look in your browser.
If you had a final thought for audience, RJ, what would it be?
Understand that you're in ever pursuit of perfection, and you've probably heard this before, but it's all about the journey and not the destination. I know that's been used a lot, but literally the sooner you could realize that, the more you're going to enjoy every single moment.
I was doing a business program yesterday, and I had to tell the audience that money is not the ends. It's just a means to the ends, right?
It's a vehicle. It's a very nice vehicle.
RJ, thank you for hanging out. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're full of energy. You're an exciting guest. And I could just go on all day long just chatting with you about stuff. Audience, you know what? Thank you for hanging out with us today. Thank you for tuning in. And I think you know the deal. If you got a question, an idea, maybe even just want to connect, just email richard@setforsuccess.ca. And I want you to remember something. It's very important to do your best, invest in the success of others, and make your journey count.